South Korea's new president-elect, Yoon Suk-yeol, will take office in May after a campaign that observers say was one of the country's ugliest and closest recent elections. Yoon won over his rival, Lee Jae-myung, by less than 1%. It was an election defined by personal attacks between the two frontrunners and blatant attacks on women's rights. To understand more, we spoke to Ha Won-jung. She's a Korean journalist who's writing a book on the country's Me Too movement. And I started by asking her more about President-elect Yoon Suk-yeol and his brand of politics.
Mr. Yoon is the candidate and now president-elect from South Korea's main opposition and the right-wing party. And he used to be a Korea prosecutor and a former chief prosecutor of South Korea. And his campaign was heavily centered on anti-feminist rhetoric that the country has never seen before.
Can you give us an example or two of some of the anti-feminist rhetoric that you heard during this campaign?
For one thing, he said that feminism is one of the reasons why South Korea's birth rate is so low. And he also promised to dismantle the country's gender equality ministry that has played a central role in promoting women's rights and protecting the socially vulnerable people. And Mr. Yoon also promised to toughen the punishment for false sexual assault complaints.
What have you heard from South Korean women about this campaign, about Yoon's victory, and the statements that he made throughout the course of that campaign?
Well, I think the thing is, a lot of women saw Mr. Yoon's presidential campaign is that they believe that he kind of adopted a Trump-style brand of very divisive identity politics that almost exclusively spoke to young men. And there was this growing sense of disbelief, shock, and dread among many of the country's women that the hard-won advances the women have achieved might be rolled back or seriously jeopardized.
You pointed out that many women fear that Yoon's brand of politics almost exclusively spoke to young men. I want to ask you a bit more about that because, as I understand it, the margin between the candidates was quite slim. But Yoon did quite well with men in their 20s and their 30s. Do you have a sense of why they were so attracted to him? Is it this brand of politics?
Well, I think you have to go a few years back and see what has been happening in South Korea in order to figure out why he's enjoyed so much support from all these young men. South Korea has undergone a pretty strong wave of feminist activism for the last few years. The country had arguably the most successful case of Me Too movement in Asia. Women, they fought together to bring down a lot of powerful men accused of sexual misconduct. And they also successfully campaigned together to decriminalize abortion. But this whole outburst of activities also drew certain resentment from a lot of the country's young men that the women have gone too far and now men are the victims of so-called reverse discrimination in jobs and opportunities. This presidential campaign was, I would say, the culmination of this wave of anti-feminist backlash that has gained steam since last year.
In your conversations with women, and particularly feminists or activists, do you get a sense of what they are expecting under a Yoon presidency?
Well, a lot of feminists and young women in the country I talked to said they've been watching this presidential election with this growing sense of shock, disbelief, fear, and dread. And one of them even went so far as to say that maybe this is how a lot of American women felt watching the 2016 presidential election. And another one told me that if Mr. Yoon wins the presidential election, then we may have to brace for a very long, hard winter. And that scenario obviously became a reality. And we need to fight back, fight against this tide of anti-feminist backlash that will probably continue for the next 5 years.
That is Ha Won-jung, a Korean journalist formerly of AFP, who's now writing a book on Korea's Me Too movement. It's called Flowers of Fire. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me.